Hi, and welcome to MedCurity Live. I am Joe Galatly.
I'm Amanda Hepper.
We have some big news today. It's a big day for MedCurity. This is launch day of MedCurity Phase 2. So we're going to take a little time today and tell you about what's now on the platform for existing clients, new people looking at this platform, for how they can manage HIPAA. So very, very exciting to be able to talk about what we've been working on the past couple months. And you'll see we've been really intentional on planning this journey. Mm-hmm. Do you want to introduce Phase 2 and
sure.
what we're working towards?
Sure. What I really like about Phase 2 is that it continues our vision of enabling providers and health system organization staff to focus on what they need to focus on. So, which is really our backgrounds in healthcare, right? Technology. Mm-hmm. With our launch last December, the security risk assessment and being able to track recommended remedial actions were really the first issue, primary issue facing healthcare systems in their HIPAA compliance journey.
Right, that the Fed said this is missing, the clinic said we don't know how to do this.
Yes.
Lack of great tools to help, so that's right. That was the beginning.
That was the beginning. Yeah. And so now we're continuing on in that, and we have today launched customizable policies and procedures, as well as a business associate agreement tracking and management module. And so part of the reasons policies and procedures are so important, those two things are the number one and two things that come up when we're doing assessments, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They may not have a complete set of policies and procedures. They may have downloaded various policies, templated policies from the internet that oftentimes can conflict with each other. They're not customized or they're not right-sized fitted to their organization.
At best, they have a logo on them that matches the organization, but sometimes even they're just not matched or
that's
they're not
right.
custom to what is actually happening in real life in that clinic
right.
or that hospital.
Right. Another issue is when you talk to the staff in the health systems, they may not know where these policies are. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. So we've come up with some solutions for these issues. What are some of the other issues with policies and procedures? They don't have a concise look and feel. In doing policy reviews, sometimes they're 10 years old. Mm-hmm. The last review has been 10 years ago. They just haven't had time. It hasn't been on, it's number 6 on their priority list.
And nothing changes in 10 years.
Well, that's another really good point, because things do, and that's part of what we provide for our clients. We will continue to analyze HIPAA policies, regulations, and keep these policies updated for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be really exciting to share out. I mean, we've seen the binders in the closet and by Diane's office in the North office, and that's the only place where those policies are located. So
yes.
Really excited about the centralized location.
Yep.
And then some alerting built in too, right?
That's exactly right. So if clients want to review their policies annually, every 2 years, every 3 years, they can do that by individual policy, and they will be proactively reminded when that next review is due, and not like after the fact, but like 10 days ahead of time, to give them some lead time so that they can review them and have other people in their organization review the policies.
This is really moving into a HIPAA management platform instead of just retaining that annual check, right? So on an ongoing basis, we're really going to be able to assist these organizations to stay on top of what they've committed to in their policies and what they're required to in the regulations.
That's exactly right. In addition to that, we also have some, we call them appendices, but additional tools that augment the policies and procedures. So they can download those and use those as they want to within their organization as well.
What if they have custom policies that they're pretty happy with for some of the areas?
Great question. They can upload their own policies and procedures. They can do that, or they can use one of our policies as a template and totally revise that to fit their organization. So they have some options. We provided flexibility to our clients.
Nice. Should I talk about business associates?
Please do.
The other big news today is the business associate agreement management module here. So again, with BAAs, that is often a manual process as well, where we've seen paper restored in a filing cabinet, or maybe they're in an online document management platform. But we have requirements to be on top of those, be able to produce an inventory of business associates at any time, and to keep those agreements current. Mm-hmm. And we've actually seen through even this year, we've seen penalties come out against groups that they didn't even have the breach occur, right? Their vendor did, but they didn't have this business associate agreement in place with the vendor, so they weren't even doing the first steps to hold them accountable to protecting patient information. Mm-hmm. So we saw penalties from 100,000 to $500,000 around just having this in place. So it was really big. It became really clear this is an area we should try to help in. Mm-hmm. And we've come up with just a great process to manage these where you can put them electronically, you can store them, have them in one place, push them for electronic signature. Yep. So kind of nix the faxing, the printing, the scanning, and e-sign it like you do for so many other things these days, both you and the vendor. And then additionally, depending on your policy, if you review these every 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, it'll prompt you and you can push them right back out for e-sign. If there's changes in the regulations, we stay on top of that, mm-hmm. and we'll let you know that we need to update something in that document and push it out for e-sign again. So we're really excited about that, as well as just taking another pain point that doesn't have to be an expensive, fancy tool. It's just pretty simple, but powerful and much better mm-hmm. than what the current process is for most groups.
I think that we maintained our vision to be intuitive and comprehensive at the same time.
So we're really excited about this. You'll see them all on the website right now. If you go check out medcurity.com, obviously we're available for a call or email at any time to walk people through this. But mm-hmm. This has been something that we put a lot of work into, and we've had some groups standing by that we're excited to be able to roll this out for.
It's been fun to have clients say, you know, these are pain points for us.
We said,
guess what?
We're working on that.
Yeah.
And it's here.